been listening to the Gloryland Chorus. Listen to the glad hosannas. Roll to your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Get a little taste of love eternal. Get a little heaven in your soul. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
11 minutes after 8 o'clock. Thank you for turning your radio on. I'm Heidi Holton. Today is March 1st. That means it's time for the big reveal for our capital campaign for the KEXE Tower. Please Stand By campaign has been incredibly successful. We'll be finding out the amount that our listeners and members have donated to make sure we can get additional revenue sources from places like the legislature's bonding bill this year, the Blandin Foundation, the IRRB. Sarah Bignell, our operations director, is with us, as well as Maggie Montgomery. She is our station director, manager. Thanks, you guys, for being here today. Are you as excited as we are, Maggie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is going to be a good day.
Yes, and our members, as we've been talking, have been so incredibly generous with this whole project as we've been going along there. And again, if you haven't had the opportunity to pledge your support and donate to this project, you can still get it in to be included into this big grand total that we're going to be unveiling here in a little bit. Jennifer is standing by to take your pledge. You can give her a call at 800-662-5799.
So over the last few months, our members and our listeners have not only pledged their support, but they've also donated stocks. They've made their pledges over time, up to 3 years. They've given money right on the spot, and in some cases they've given their time and their energy and their talents, like what happened in Brainerd about a week ago Sunday. It was a community fundraiser at the Roundhouse Brewery.
And so it started out with a Facebook message that I heard from Meg on a post that said, hey, the folks down in Brainerd, we really want to do something special for you. And so it connected along with Meg. There was Don Gorham and Holly Rose McKnight, as well as Merritt Boussier. Oh, I like it. They worked so incredibly hard to put a really wonderful event together. And we had music performances. We had dancing. We had the Brainerd High School band were also there. And Heidi, I wasn't able to be there, but you were, and I believe that there was a special song that they had put together.
Yeah, so it was a lot of fun, just a huge outpouring of folks coming in and out at this event. There was auction items, and there was live music, and at one point, I just remember I was talking to somebody else, and I was like, what is this song? Oh my, I think, and I went over and hit John on the arm, as you do, and I said, I think this is about us. I think the song is about us. And he's like, yeah, it is. So it was really exciting. So here's the deal. Merritt Boussier and Don Gorham, the band is called Almost Blue.
Okay.
And they performed for us. Now, this song was written by Merritt and his son, Abram, the night before. And then they recorded it with Mark Lindquist last week at Central Lakes College Raiders Sound Lab. It's called Radio Tower Blues. We're going to take a listen.
2, 3, 4. Gives me everything I need to know. But we have a problem. KXC's ancient towers out to die. Yes, we have a problem. The main tower soon could die. It could last out the summer, gone in a wink of an eye. Duct tape and bailing twine to keep the tower in one piece. They got kite string and bungee cords just to keep this thing in one piece. It's a miracle it's still working. Sooner or later it will see. And you wake up some spring morning, dialing 89.9. You wait for news and music, but this is what you'll find. Instead of waking the next morning, news and music on your radio. We got to keep our KXE young. Gives us everything we need to know.
That is the Brainerd-based band Almost Blue, Merritt Bussière and Don Gorham. And thanks to Mark Lindquist for that recording that at the Central Lakes College Sound Studio. It's a specially written song called The Radio Tower Blues. I'm Heidi Holton with Maggie Montgomery and Sarah Bignall. It is the Thursday morning show. We're here today to talk about where we are at with our capital campaign. We'll be doing a big reveal soon, in about 20 minutes or so, right? Of where we're at.
We'll have the total, okay, and we'll share that with you, but it's kind of a secret, and Jennifer is still taking pledges. She'll be bringing that into us and zipping open the envelope and letting us know.
I'm hoping it's like the Academy Awards where we can, you know, open the envelope and...
Yes. And, you know, the reason why all the support from listeners is so important is that we have to show legislators, we have to show other funders that we have a lot of support behind what we're doing. And we have someone at the Capitol right now. Part of our funding picture includes our partnership with Itasca County to ask for some bonding or state support for our project. And working with us is Lauren Solberg. Lauren was a legislator from our area, and now he's serving as our lobbyist in St. Paul. And Lauren is joining us on the line this morning. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning, everybody. And what a beautiful day it is in Minnesota.
It is, and we're due for it, and we're so lucky to have it.
Yes, it is. Yeah, and we are due. We deserve this, I guess. Mm-hmm. Winter is kind of long sometimes, but at least it's not so far a flood or a fire or other good things that other people have. So we have to be very thankful for where we live.
Yes, and you know, maybe you can remind us what the steps are to getting into the bonding bill.
Well, yes. First of all, there's never a guarantee in the bonding bill process, but you need to be able to demonstrate that there's a need for you and that it has a regional type of significance, not just a local significance. It's generally extremely important to show that there's support for our project and not just a community that comes in and says, well, I want to have the state pay for this. Generally, the state pays about half of local projects, so it needs to show other ways that you can finish the project. And, you know, they won't give a bonding project to an entity that says, well, give us the money and then we'll find a way to complete it. It has to be available all the way in order for them to be able to be successful in the bonding project. Bonds are issued by the state. It has to be for a local governmental entity. That's why you're cooperating so nice with Itasca County. They will be the fiscal agent for you. And then you need to explain to all the legislators that are involved in the Capital Investment Committee that this needs to have some kind of a priority. So that's my job, is to make appointments with legislators, and we have several of them, Maggie, right?
Right. We've got 5 meetings next Wednesday with different legislators, and then some more about a week and a half after that, Lauren. So
We're going to be busy. And that's an opportunity. We get like 15 minutes to explain the need for the project. And what's so exciting about this project is that the communities and the listeners have just stepped up to really say this is an important project and I'm willing to participate in funding it. That really is a big selling point. Now, there's, you know, I think $3 billion of requests in for the state for projects. A lot of them are state projects like universities and colleges and DNR projects and parks. But our general obligation bonds will probably be in the area of $800,000 to maybe a billion. So we have to really demonstrate that we're unique, that it's a need, that and that there's strong support for this project. And I'm pretty pleased that you've really demonstrated that.
Yes, and you know, we don't know what's going to happen, and you keep reminding us of that, Lauren, because you have a very, you know, pragmatic view of what happens in the legislature. What happens if we don't get in the bonding bill this year? Can we apply again?
Oh, yes. That happens often in the case. We don't want to go down that road yet. We want to play our best to get it this year. There's a bonding bill every year, you can still continue to have that applied. We have the support of the local legislators. They have introduced bills to be able to have before a committee. They've asked for hearings on it, and we're looking at some prospects of skipping one hearing so we can go directly to the bonding committee in the House and in the Senate. It's already there. So we have their strong support, too, and that's extremely important.
Yeah.
But, boy, it's just really important to have the community support and show that it's not just give me some money.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, Lauren, you announced your support before anybody else in the entire community did when we were just first revealing that we were going to start the campaign. And we thank you for your generous gift to the campaign. Why did you support it?
Well, I've been a fan of KEXE for years, and it's kind of interesting. When I was in the legislature, one of our chief fiscal analysts lives down by Rochester and works in the state office building in the Capitol. And I walked into his office because he was kind of one of my right-hand man people at the time. As chair of the Ways and Means Committee, he was a chief fiscal analyst for that committee, and I walked in, and on his computer, he was listening to KEXE. And so I, you know, just the outreach that you have for that radio station is just almost amazing. He said, oh, it's my favorite place to listen. So I've always, and our family's always listened to KEXE as well. So, and, you know, it's just, I love the green cheese and some of the other things. I've listened to that on the way back many times from St. Paul.
Well, thank you for taking. I know you're in the middle of a committee meeting right now. Thanks for taking some time out to talk to us. And we'll be talking to you again soon. I'll see you next Wednesday at the Capitol.
Yeah, at the Capitol, right? And give me a text to see what that final number is.
Okay.
Hopefully it's going up, up, up.
I will send that to you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That's Lauren Solberg, and you're listening to the Thursday Morning Show. It's March 1st, and this is the day of our big reveal for the money that you helped us raise for our tower and transmitter capital campaign.
That's right. You still have time.
Yes, you do.
You can call us. Jennifer's here to take your phone call, 800-662-5799. Time to get into that grand total.
And if the phone lines are all busy, you can also go to our website at kexe.org, and you can pledge online there as well.
Now, through this capital campaign, we've been getting a lot of questions from our listeners and our members, and I wondered if we can kind of go through some of those things now and find out a little bit more. So here's one of the things I heard from someone, Maggie. What if the tower falls down before we get the funding for it? What would we do?
Hopefully that doesn't happen. We have our fingers crossed, and every time we have an ice storm, we double cross our fingers here. But we do have insurance. You know, we cover everything at Northern Community Radio. We're insured to 90%. So if the tower were to go down, which we hope doesn't happen, the insurance would kick in. Now, it would be a little difficult to rebuild the tower as big and as good as we want it to be, because we want to add height to that tower when we put it up again. So we'd have to see what happens, but I think we get an insurance payment, and that would help quite a bit with rebuilding.
Because there's other things that go into building a tower. It's not that we can just slap up a, you know, 1,000-foot tower in there. There's certain licenses and clearances that we
you
need
bet.
To get.
Yeah, but what we really want to do is increase the height of our tower to almost 500 feet. It's 315 feet right now. Okay. And it does take probably 3/4 of a year to get all those clearances done with the FAA and the FCC and all the regulators that have to tell us what to do and how. We have a preliminary study that says it's okay to go up to this height, and that we can get this approval, but it's a process. We have to do a study on the land, the site, a NEPA study, which is about environmental concerns and impacts, and all kinds of things have to happen before a tower can go up. So we're trying to do this in a thoughtful, planned way. If an emergency happened, then we'd have to kind of kick it up a notch, you know, into higher gear and see what we could do as fast as we can.
And we will be off the air a little bit. The KEXE signal would be off the air a little bit when we are building the new tower. And really, ideally, we're trying to shrink whatever that window is as best as possible.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's much better for us to go to this as a planned plan instead of having to kind of reactionary, you know, build that in case it's not going to fall.
Well, so Maggie, you were talking to Lauren Solberg about the bonding bill, and that is not, we don't know for sure we're going to get in the bonding bill. You had talked to him about that. We can do it again in the year to come, but you're also talking about crossing your fingers at the ice storms. Mm-hmm. So what happens if we don't get into the bonding bill? What kind of things have you thought up to keep us going?
Well, what we want to do if we don't get into this bill is save the money that has been contributed to the project. We'll put it in a CD, a certificate of deposit, so it can actually earn interest for us, as much as we can get interest off of a CD, and which is not that high, but it will help us with a few thousand extra dollars if we do that. We'll pocket it away and we'll save it for the next round. But like Lauren said, we hope we don't have to go there. We have a very significant need to get this done and get it done right away, because our tower is in danger of failing. And if that happens, then it would be a detriment to all of us in northern Minnesota to do without KEXE.
And we've been talking about state bonding, but there are other requests that we've put out there, including to the Blandin Foundation and the IRRRB. And do you have timelines on kind of when they'll be making some decisions?
Yeah, the Blandin Board meets this month, and they will be making a decision this month. Our grant went into them. The IRRRB doesn't want to see a grant from us until we receive the bonding, okay. And then they would be happy to come in with grant based on the emergency need that we have to replace the tower. So that would happen after we learn about bonding, which will probably not be until May.
It's Maggie Montgomery, Sarah Bignall's here. I'm Heidi Holton. Thanks for tuning in. The grand reveal today of our capital campaign. Please stand by. Now, how much does the overall project cost?
It's going to be something over $900,000.
Okay.
It depends on how you add it up. If we're adding up all the costs, including in-kind, it's nearly $1 million. If we add only equipment, it's in the upper $800,000. So that's kind of where the budget is falling.
And so we're not going to give the totals yet because phones are still ringing out there, but we needed at least $125,000. That's what we went into this campaign, hoping we could at least get that. And like you've explained, not knowing for sure these other funding sources will come through, but with all the due diligence you've done, they're looking positive. And because people are coming forward and they want to be a part of it, not just people, but communities, people donating their stocks. I mean, just amazing stuff has been happening here.
Yeah, we have been so lucky. People have come forward, a lot of you, and you have been very generous with your support. And every day I get to open the mail most of the time at KAXE, and it's just... It is really nice. We've gotten some wonderful notes from people saying how much KAXE means to them. I took a call this morning from a family that lives south of Bagley that just says, I can't imagine what we would do without your radio station. So here is a pledge. So, the situation is fairly dire. We had no idea when we thought about replacing our transmitter, which is completely obsolete, and we're finding parts online and over eBay, that we would also have to replace the tower. But when we had the tower structural study done, the engineers came back and said, this tower is in danger of failing. So that really made the project so much bigger than we thought it would be. But if we're going to put up a tower, let's serve our fringe listeners better. Let's do a better job. So we're trying to make it, taller, stronger. This one's going to last a long time. Mm-hmm. Our tower that we built was built when the station was kind of low on funds. The tower that we had been pulled down by a sand and gravel truck that hit a guy wire while they were working on the road. And so, we had to build it with an insurance settlement that at the time got mostly spent before it paid for the tower, because that was a very lean time in our history. And that tower has stood, 1980, it's been about 32 years. I would say 84, 85 when that tower went down.
I've seen the news clippings and stuff. We've had that kind of in our archives here. And the whole thing just kind of came
down. Just a pile.
Big pile.
It doesn't go, it doesn't like fall over. It just kind of collapses on itself when a tower goes down. It just kind of makes a big mess in the middle.
So Maggie, we said we needed at least $125,000. Now, if we go over that, what do the extra funds, how do we handle that? Because people have been asking me that question.
Yep, because we don't know what we're going to get from the other people that we're asking for funding. So if we go over that, it's going to probably make up for money that the state's not going to give us or that someone, the Blandin Foundation may decide to give us less than what we requested. So all of the money will go to the capital project. And we're going to see, when we started this campaign, we thought we're going to ask for enough money to try to get it done. But if we go over, that doesn't mean some of our other sources aren't going to go under.
So we've been requesting, because we'd like to have some fanfare. So when we launched this project back in November, I don't know if we really knew what to expect, with this. And I think we've had, as you mentioned, as you've been getting the mail, Maggie, that we've really had constant support for this project. And we'd really like to have some kind of like fanfare. So if we do have any trumpet players or French horn players, or maybe somebody who plays baritone or trombone,
kazoo,
whatever, we're looking for that.
Recorder, flutophone.
Pipe.
Either stop on by or maybe give us a call, because we'll be unveiling here the grand total of this project coming up soon.
That's coming up soon. We're going to give you time now to call if you haven't yet donated to the capital campaign. You can get into those grand totals. Call us right now. Jennifer will take your phone call, 800-662-5799, and stay tuned for the big reveal of our Tower Capital campaign.
Hey, I can't find nothing on the radio. Y'all turn to that station.
That is REM Radio. Gosh, talking radio today. One of the coolest things is that radio, as old-fashioned as it is growing and going as strong as ever, and people care about it. People are donating. It's our reveal day of our Tower Capital campaign. We are super excited. I'm Heidi Holton with Maggie Montgomery, Sarah Bignell. Maggie wanted to thank a few folks, too, that have been instrumental in this process.
Oh, I certainly wanted to thank our local representatives in the Minnesota legislature. Sandy Lehman, who has introduced a bill in the House on our behalf, and Senator Justin Eichhorn as well, who is in our camp in the Senate, and he's on the Capital Bonding Committee as well. So we want to thank those guys who have stepped up to help us make this happen in the legislature.
And a lot of people have come forward, and again, we've thanked the fine people in Brainerd who put together that amazing event. It was a little just overwhelming how big the event ended up being. And
I would say a couple hundred people came through in the 4-hour time period. People donating food for the event. The people at Roundhouse Brewery were, you know, they were listeners of KAXE. They were excited. We'll be doing one of our community meetings down there where you can come and talk about programming and things going on in your community. So it's fun to be there for this event, to know what it's going to be like. And then to see all these people. Some were old friends of the station that have supported us from the very beginning, like the Bradshaws. But some were brand new people, younger people, that they just felt like they needed to be a part of this because they have found KAXE and they are connected. And it was very cool. Artists who came in who had been featured on the air with us and wanted to thank us for being there. So very, very cool stuff going on. We can't thank the community of Brainerd enough. It was super fun, and it was, and we have a lot of events around here, and I know you had a big role in it, Sarah, but they kind of pulled this thing off on their own.
Yeah, we know how hard it is to put events together, and it was incredible. Just, they're a very organized group that just stepped up, and they coordinated everything from the music that was going to be there. They had the food, they had the venue coordinated, they had gotten the word out and created posters, and we really just kind of had to announce it on the air and then show up to this amazing event. So thank you again. We can't express how grateful we are for that.
All right. So we are just about ready to reveal what our grand total is so far for the Capital campaign for our tower. Jennifer Penix joins us in the studio, and somehow Sarah did it. She found the trumpet. Rip it, Jennifer.
Our grand total is $204,257.12 from 750 of our member households. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Cue the trumpet again.
Oh, man.
We got it. I don't even know.
I have goosebumps right now. Wow.
Thank you.
There we go.
How many people?
750. So that's amazing. Thanks to especially those who, we just had someone drop it off. We just had phone calls this morning. We've had online pledges. And thanks to everyone who's donated stock and donated vehicles towards this project. It's just thank you. Amazing.
What's the total again?
Yeah.
$204,257.12.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yay. I don't even know what to say.
I don't know. That's incredible. And we keep saying how amazed we are and overwhelmed. I don't know that there are really words that you can put in there. I seriously have goosebumps. Just it's amazing the support that we have. So thank you everybody who's contributed to this project so far. And we're going to get this done, and we're going to build ourselves a really great tower, and we're going to have a wonderful transmission plant that's going to last for years to come. So
that's
thank you.
Future generations, yes. KXC is going to be here. Thanks to people like you, not only listen, but our members and support a capital campaign. We sure appreciate it.
Can I play the trumpet again?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh.